Last week I mentioned my 30-day retreat where in a profound encounter with Jesus Christ, I came to know him like never before as my constant companion, always and everywhere with me. It remains an exhilarating and pivotal moment in my life that I've lived out of ever since. That was July of 1991. In October of 91, I was hospitalized for depression. As you might imagine, being plunged into such hopelessness and despair made me question whether I'd made the whole retreat thing up, that Jesus' companionship was only the fanciful product of my imagination, a sham. Had God abandoned me? At some point, I turned to the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel. In verse 11, Jesus hears a voice from the heavens say, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." In verse 12, the beloved Son was driven into the desert. The Spirit drove him, we're told, meaning threw or thrust him. He was tempted by Satan and among wild beasts, indicating something well beyond run-of-the-mill camping challenges. Perhaps among his temptations, Jesus questioned whether that voice from the heavens was only the fanciful product of his imagination, a sham. Had God abandoned him? No, the angels were his constant companions. He trusted the covenant and believed in the gospel. He was loved by God and forever would be. Everyone knows what it means to be in the desert, to be among the beasts of hopelessness and despair, if not for 40 days, for at least a few. Yet it is there in the desert or on the cross, wherever we come to our limits, whenever we remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return, it is there more than anywhere where we are primed for an encounter with the power and promise of God. Remember that you are loved, and to love you shall return.